From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Today, China became just the third nation, after Russia and the U.S., to have its astronauts walk in space. The milestone is another boost to national pride after the Olympics, as NPR's Louisa Lim discovered at an enthusiastic elementary school in Shanghai.
I'm in a room full of primary and middle school students who've all gathered here to watch the live broadcast of China's first spacewalk. They're all extremely excited. The spacewalk hasn't yet happened and they're waiting anxiously. Some of them even dressed up in homemade astronaut costumes, all of them clutching Chinese flags in their hands as they wait. They're shouting, go, go, to encourage the astronaut. He has opened the airlock and is about to venture outside.
To a huge cheer from the crowd, 42-year-old Zhai Zhigang emerges from the hatch. The students jump to their feet, waving their flags. His first movement, a wave to the cameras. I feel fine, he says. Greetings to the people of the motherland, greetings to the people of the world. As he floats 212 miles above the Earth, he's wearing a Chinese-made spacesuit, costing $4.4 million. The spacesuit represents a big technological advance for China. It's a necessary step towards the Chinese goal of building its own space station. And it's also a matter of intense national pride, as shown by an exchange later between President Hu Jintao in the command center and astronaut Zhai Zhigang in the spacecraft. President Hu asks, how did you feel when you stepped out? Walking in space felt great, the astronaut answers. The spacesuit is very comfortable. And in the vastness of space, I felt even more proud of China. For the students in this room, all space enthusiasts, this is a pivotal moment and a clear indicator of China's growing might. In a few years, we'll overtake America, says 14-year-old Wen Jiqi. At this rate, we'll overtake everyone and be at the top of the world. There's been wall-to-wall live coverage of the space mission itself, with much more information being relayed than in the past. Keen viewers have seen interviews with space experts, rocket designers, even the module's interior decorator. They've heard about the astronauts' meals, spicy chicken with peanuts in case you're interested, even about the spacecraft's new collapsible toilet that treats urine so it can be used as drinking water. This space launch was supposed to be the crowning glory to China's Olympic year. But the sense of euphoria has been dulled by the country's contaminated milk scandal, which has sickened 50,000 children. And some bolder Chinese are drawing comparisons. An outspoken commentary in a Shanghai newspaper was titled, "A country that can perform a spacewalk has no reason to produce bad milk." It's a juxtaposition few Chinese are yet making, but it's one that could prove uncomfortable for the communist leaders. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.